talk to you, but I'm so stressed out about losing my students.
Oh, yeah, you don't lose your kids.
I don't want to lose them.
Okay. You teach your students? Are you a teacher?
I am a teacher.
So what grade do you teach?
I teach grade 5-6.
Oh, wow.
So we're here to draw awareness to the fact that the government needs to start taking action and stop targeting citizens to make change and actually start targeting massive corporations, because they're the ones who make the most damage. And yeah. I'm tired of all of this, like, pressure going on the individual and shame being put on the individual, because we love our planet and we want to live here, and I want this for my students and my children. I want them to live up and grow up with Mother Earth in a good way.
You have to follow them, right? Yeah, I can go with you.
But as long as we keep allowing these giant mega corporations, we're losing.
What about the average person with a car with CO2 coming out of their car? Are they responsible too?
I think everybody I know in this city and province, we all are aware of climate change, and people are already doing their best. Everyone I know does their best. It's up to the government now to start making policy changes for big companies. I think that's a way bigger deal. Because I can't change policy aside from exercising my voice. They can, though.
So, is it the CO2 that's causing global warming?
I'm not going to get into specifics. My reason to fight this is that I really think that action needs to be taken against companies.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what to do. It seems that the sun is the biggest cause of global warming. CO2 doesn't seem to be, like, I think the science contradicts what the media is telling us. Yeah, so I've studied the science, so I'm someone saying that the science is saying global warming is not catastrophic and climate change is natural and the sun is the biggest factor.
Yeah, there's a lot of opinions. I think my bigger issue is also the lack of respect and gratitude that we continue, like, stealing or ripping resources from the ground without any form of honor. How can we live a good way if we continue to be, like, taking all our fresh... We let Nestle take our fresh water, for example. These are my problems.
Okay, you make some good points about mining. Yeah, mining is bad for the environment, the way it's being done, ship mining. And I appreciate you talking, you know, like, we should discuss it. If it's a big issue facing the world, we should have discussion about it. Yeah, so I appreciate you talking.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Let you catch up with your students. So was I too gentle on her?
No, you were fine.
Such a nice lady. Says here, dear world leaders, fuck you! Declare a global climate emergency by year's end, or we, the people of the world, will rise up and take your doomsday machine down. Fuck it all Fridays, jeez. So morally self-righteous, oh my gosh.
So we're about halfway over the bridge now. What could possibly go wrong? T-shirts, bold climate action needed.
Fossil fuels have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Fossil fuels have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Fossil fuels have got to go. When I say, what do we want? You say climate justice. What do we want?
Climate justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Climate justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Woo!
If you want to have a message,
yes, yes. I'm trying to keep the people in the back of the room.
Front of me at Robson Square in May of 2019. Oh, now he's got a baby. That's good.
The worldwide climate strike for everyone's future. You know, we're all here just because, you know, we're all trying to unify together, and protesting is like one of the best means to achieve like a future we want.
Hi.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's okay.
Because you don't have to.
You don't have to.
We don't want to.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay.
All right.
You're warning him about us.
Yeah. I'm all about just trying to unify together to help us on climate change, but reduce it. And having these big protests is one of the best ways that we can actually pressure governments to get the change that we want. So that's really important, I think, for us to do this. And you know, time's ticking. Clock's almost run out. So this is the time to do it. If not now, then never, pretty much. So.
What do you think the science is then with either global warming or climate change?
Yeah, so the science says that we're increasing our emissions. Because of our increase of emissions, our increase of greenhouse gases, we're basically warming the planet. And because of that, there's all these effects that are happening, you know, like coral reef die-offs and just like all these externalities of climate change that are happening because of the increase in emissions that we've caused. So, and it's like backed by so much science. So.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know about the coral reefs, but he was warning you because I was interviewing some people saying that the climate scientists don't agree with the United Nations narrative. Like, United Nations seems to be a globalist organization. They're pushing this with the globalist agenda.
Okay.
So the scientists are saying, well, no, it's really not an alarm. And they're being ignored. The real scientists are being ignored. The United Nations is saying, well, 97% of scientists agree. But you can go online. There's YouTube videos, lots of videos, websites.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube isn't the best source of information for getting facts. I think science is the best way to do that. And it's very clear, I think, a statistic is that 96% of scientists agree that, like, global warming is happening, that climate change is real.
We've heard that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, well, the scientists are saying no, but we're told that 96%. And I said, but the actual scientists, they say, no, like, we've raised the temperature in half in 150 years.
Yeah.
And 1,000 years ago, the world was much warmer, like 1100 AD.
Yeah.
Wasn't a problem.
Yeah. Climate has been changing. Climate change is a natural process.
Yeah, I'm saying it's natural. So
yes.
I'm saying man-made effects are probably negligible.
No, that's not true. So our climate has changed multiple times throughout our human history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And before that. Climate change can be something that's not human caused, but this time it is human caused. That is, like, because of our emissions.
Well, but carbon's gone up from, I think, 280 points per million back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Now it's up to 400.
Yeah.
But the plants need CO2. CO2 is the gas of life. There's a danger of it going too low.
Yeah.
Like below 250, it's dangerous. Life dies off of the planet. So 400 is not a problem. We're at 400 now. So I think that's science.
400 is way too much because basically with all the carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, that, like, so CO2, you're saying 400, I think the number is 480 parts per million.
Okay,
is the amount. Anyways, it's irrelevant at the point, that's just numbers.
But I think the trees in Canada can absorb 10 times as much carbon as we're putting out. Like, there's like 300 billion trees in Canada. They can absorb all the carbon, no problem.
They can absorb carbon, but we are cutting them down at an unprecedented rate that's not allowing them the time. Basically, in order to absorb all that carbon, you need to be a very mature, full-grown tree. And because of the BC logging industry, it's not allowing those trees to absorb all that carbon that they need. So trees, especially older trees, are very much our ally in fighting climate change.
Okay, maybe forestry is another issue, but I'm just saying, as far as carbon go, there's enough trees to absorb the carbon, so the carbon does the problem. So I'm saying that the media is misinforming us, the media, the globalists, the governments, they're misinforming us. So I feel you're misinformed. I have moral obligation to tell you you've been misinformed. So I care about you.
I care about you too. I think, I don't know, the media definitely there are some channels that misinform. That's the world we live in. You know, it's hard to get scientific facts these days.
It's easy to get
persuaded by, you know, other people's agendas.
Well, that's true. Yeah, science has been co-opted and abused.
Yeah.
Real science is fine. A lot of scientists are hired by, you know, money motives.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in why he wants to warn you about me. I wonder, what does he think about climate change? He's part of the staff, people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the public.
I'll ask him. Yeah, anything else you want to say? We appreciate you talking. A lot of people don't want to talk to me.
Appreciate you talking. No, I just think it's that unifying together, as we just did for the climate strike, is very important because it's sending our government's message that the people that the government, you know, is supposed to listen to are speaking. They're trying to speak to the government, telling them that, you know, that we are in this emergency, that, you know, climate change is real, it's happening. And it's having effects on our planet. Even today, look at the glaciers melting. If you ever visited a glacier, you know, you see how far it used to be, and then now it's shrinking insane amounts.
Polar bears are doing fine, though. Their population's about the same.
They're
not in danger, but
they're not really doing that fine. There are a lot of science saying they're losing their habitat because of the loss of ice that they've had. So
I think the ice is about the same, but I think it's just natural climate change. The biggest problem is the sun in terms of climate. The biggest cause is the sun.
What about the sun, you're saying?
Yeah, the sun is the biggest change of global warming and cooling and ice ages and climate change, mainly the sun.
The sun goes through phases of change, but if you're talking about, like, the combination of, basically, well, like, melting glaciers and melting ice caps, what that causes is when you lose all that ice, that prevents usually with ice is white, right? Everyone knows ice is white, and it reflects light. So basically, ice caps are able to reflect solar radiation back into the atmosphere.
Oh yeah, I understand
that. Which is good. So
I'm just saying the sun is the biggest cause of climate change. It's not CO2 by humans.
Well, what about the sun is causing climate change?
I think during periods of sunspots, I think it goes down, the heat goes down. Some spots it goes up.
Yeah.
They notice this during sunspot activity. And the sun goes through cycles every few hundred years. Like around 1700 AD is much colder. It's sort of the end of a cold period. And since 1700, it's been warming up gradually. But it's a natural thing. It wasn't cars and factories doing it 330 years ago.
Yeah. I have a question for you, sort of, too. Like, what is your main reason for not believing that the science is telling the truth and that climate change is happening due to fossil fuel emissions?
Well, see, it's Patrick Watson. Actually, there's a sheet here I was going to give you. Yeah, Patrick Watson, one of the founders of Greenpeace.
Okay.
He's saying that it's, he left Greenpeace because it's really politicized. And he was saying that that global warming's a scientific hoax. It's not true. And Greenpeace has gone in the wrong direction from when he founded. And he's a climate scientist. Because I've seen client scientists on YouTube and websites and BitChute.
Yeah.
And they have really good evidence about this.
Okay.
I guess I'd say look it up, you know, and do some research. But the mainstream, why is the mainstream so heavily invested on this narrative, you know? I think it's a globalist top-down agenda.
A globalist top-down agenda? What would the motive be?
To take over the world. Communists take over the world. Communism is the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to impoverish, particularly America, Europe, the Western world. They're really trying to impoverish us. Like, they're not too hard on China, who's pumping out a lot of CO2, more so than we are.
Yeah.
So they're trying to break the economy of Europe and America to impoverish the world and send us back to the Stone Age.
Okay.
By not using cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so it's a malevolent agenda.
Yeah. So we can talk about cars if you want to. Like the reason why climate scientists are telling us not to stop phasing out using cars is because they're for multiple reasons. One is that because of the emissions that release CO2 gases into the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm saying CO2 is not a problem. The trees can handle the CO2, you know?
No, that's so.
You know, it's gone up in the last century, but it's not a problem. CO2 is, it's a gas of life, right? Plants depend on CO2 to survive.
But
we need more CO2.
We never pumped so much CO2 in the atmosphere ever. until like today. Like it's, we are continuing to rise it. It has never been that high before.
Well, in past centuries, so, we've had much more CO2, even though the world's cooler, gone cooler or hotter, regardless of the amount of CO2.
But it has never had such a quick uptick, such as the one we're doing right now.
It's only been a temperature and a half since 1800s, and the century half has only gone up a temperature, it's 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, that's 1.5 degrees Celsius is huge. That is a huge, like, our planet needs a very small, it can only tolerate a very small transition.
But how come we were okay in 1100 AD? It's much warmer than today. In England, the streets called vineyard streets.
Yeah.
Because they had vineyards in England in 1100 AD.
Yeah.
Which they don't have now. So there's no problem 1100 AD.
Yeah.
It's much warmer. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
So like even those climate shifts back then, they had impacts too, like on people. Like, you know, basically anytime the climate changes, it's like it has historically. There have been like negative consequences. People have lost wars because of like difference in climate change. Like there's been typhoons and stuff that have like prevented, you know, people from like having wars. It's not the best example. But anyways, going back to cars though.
Yeah, cars.
Basically, cars are a huge industry. They have so much, investments from these big corporations in them, right? So isn't it in the interest of these car companies to send misinformation that climate change isn't real? Because they want to keep their profits. They want to keep those big industries going.
Yeah, so you're right. They might have a motive, but it's all these impartial scientists are saying that CO2 is not a problem. It's not just the oil industry doing this, but the car industry.
Yeah.
I mean, do your research. There's lots of climate scientists.
There is way more climate scientists that are saying that climate change is real and it's happening.
Well, I would say other scientists are not in climate science, but other scientists are being paid to say it. They'll take the money, they'll get the grants, they'll do any research which indicates the narrative that they're supposed to spout.
Yeah.
But they're not climate scientists, the ones who agree with this. They're not climate scientists.
They definitely are climate. Like, I know people who study this type of thing, and it's very much happening. It's very much real. And
okay, well, we have to agree to disagree. I deny, you know, I disagree, but we can agree to disagree.
Okay.
I want to interview the guy.
I don't know.
This guy. Why does he not want me to talk to you?
I just want to say, like, I'm an educated university student. This is what our universities teach us, is that climate change is happening. It is real. And that these professors aren't trying to, like, fake us into some alternate reality.
You think your professors are telling you the truth?
Yeah, they're telling me the truth.
Well, I've got a lot of videos how universities are controlled by leftists. A lot of Marxists control universities is a breeding ground for Marxism and leftism.
Okay.
So universities are the least place to be trusted.
Yeah.
Maybe people should avoid universities because they're propagandized and they're controlled by the globalists.
But
the fact that you've got a university education makes you more suspect of being brainwashed.
What about all of the science, what about all the scientific conventions that our world runs in that have come through educated people? That all of our
mainly stuff, a lot of European people. All European people made most inventions, like 90% of the inventions in the world.
There have been indigenous people that have been making inventions for like thousands and thousands of years too.
But yeah, I'm just commenting on white guilt. White people are supposed to feel so guilty, but we've produced about 90% of the inventions in history.
Yeah, but people who if you are educated by a university institution, you know, you're going through a system that other people have gone through and have made these inventions that have changed our world, such as, you know, like flying to the moon. That wouldn't have been impossible unless you agree with the type of science that is taught to you by universities.
Well, yeah, I think university engineering, that's good. Medicine, that's good.
Yeah.
The social sciences are quite leftist.
Okay.
Sure, I agree with a lot of good technology from university education. We need that.
Yeah.
Like software engineers, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it is a leftist environment, universities.
Mm-hmm.
Like a conservative professor would lose his job. You have to be a leftist in order to be hired as a professor.
All right.
There's a political agenda there.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. There's some political...
Well, I think it's Marxist, it's leftist.
Yeah.
It's communism by the back door.
All right. I mean, this is a different topic than climate change stuff. But, I don't know. Is there any...
I appreciate you talking to me. That's good. No, it's all right.
Yeah, no, I think...
Talk show differences of views are fine.
I think it's important to talk to people who have different views than you and just kind of, see where differences lie, and you know, see what those differences are, because it's like important.
See, that's what our side of the argument says. But your side of the argument says, no, we can't. The science is settled. We can't talk. It's an emergency. We have to act. Your side is trying to shut down any intelligent conversation. So you're the exception to the rule. You actually have a conversation.
Yeah, not everyone wants to talk. It's yeah, I don't know.
People are just shout slogans
these days. And but yeah, no, it's. I think it's important to talk to the other side and see what people's perspectives are. But I definitely encourage you to just look up the link between how CO2 in the atmosphere causes our like a big blanket essentially to go over the Earth that traps the heat inside of our Earth. And that is essentially what is causing all these shifts that are happening.
Well, you can send me an email. I can send the links to the other side of the argument from client scientists if you want. I can send you lots of links.
Yeah, sure.
You got my email right there.
Yeah, I'll send you an email and I'll...
You want to say your name for the audience?
Yeah, I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Okay. But I want to film this guy. He probably won't talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, you know, if you're part of this event, it's a bit different, like,
yeah,
talk to. But, yeah.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, good talking.
Yeah.
You got my number. Call me anytime.
Okay.
I'm right in Vancouver.
Okay.
9,000 subscribers.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, dude. Thanks.
Bye.